Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, hello, everyone. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Danny Milliken, as aforementioned. With me here for two full hours of gardening fun, Sherry Hara. Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Good morning. Again. Good morning to all of you. If you're just tuning in, we're glad you're here. We're busy answering gardening questions. We've talked a little bit about chill hours, talked about seeding a lawn, dealing with some bad spots in the lawn, too. Also, raising the lawn. Like, man, that was a tough question that Van's dealing with. So we're here. We're here to keep the ball rolling, keep answering your gardening questions, keep giving you as best information as we possibly can.
Yep.
Also, we're pretty excited about the Texans game tomorrow at 2 o'clock, so that'll be fun. But yeah, here we go. Get into gardening.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So Sherry gave us right before that awesome conversation with Bob about really improving the landscape bed and just the kind of steps you can take. But really, I love that first one that's like every time you plant, do something good.
Yes. I have my bags. I have a little red wagon that I haul around the yard.
Adorable.
Every time I plant, I add leaf mold compost, Humates Plus by MicroLife, and Azomite.
Gotcha.
So
Every single time.
Every bed gets a little scoop of that. And then I'll go through and sprinkle some MicroLife Ultimate on top as well.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like my dynamic duo.
No, I mean, it's making the soil that much.
And I have beautiful soil, but I want to keep it that way. So
yes, right.
You want to maintain it
at a high level and maybe go into a newer level.
Yes.
Because when it comes down to it, the more we do, the more we allow roots to go even deeper and affect even deeper as far as the beneficial kind
right.
of work you're
and
doing.
The more you build your soil, the less you have to work at it, right? I'll have less weeds.
Right.
I have... I mean, I get all the little tissuey weeds that everybody else gets, but not really terrible. I have no competing weeds.
What?
No weeds that are just going to come in and take over.
Well, on top of that, I'd imagine your soil tilth, like the actual like fluffiness of your soil, is such that when it comes time to pull weeds, they come right out.
Oh, yes, they do.
And so it's like if you're dealing with compaction, that's not going to be the case.
Right. You can't get the root out, right? Less weeds. I have... almost no need to water.
Yeah.
Almost no need. I do plant a lot of little flowers that require a little bit more water in the beginning, but don't have to water that much. And my flowers and my plants just look more vibrant, right? The colors are just very, very vibrant whenever you get that mineral content in there.
I'm glad you said that. That is something that it has... it blows my mind to kind of consider how lacking we are in our lawns and our landscapes of minerals.
Yes.
And how, the human body needs, whatever 76 it is now, the estimation, where it used to be 27.
Different minerals,
right?
To be in peak health, right?
In peak health, yeah. So the idea that like your soil, has an absence of the majority of minerals. It's like adding that Azomite, adding Nature's Way mineral remineralizer,
right?
Adding humic acids plus, Humates Plus. These are all things to add to make sure you've got those minerals.
Right.
And like you're saying, you see a visible difference in your plant's vibrancy.
Absolutely.
That is so incredible.
Yeah. So we have to put these nutrients and minerals back in the earth, right? Because we don't live in a forest. If you lived in a forest, the forest is self-sufficient, right?
All of the life participates.
Everything drops, decomposes, puts the life back in the soil.
Yeah.
In our home environments, we don't have that cycle. So we have to put some inputs there if we want to get good results. So you have to do it.
You have to do it.
You know, your yard guys come and rake and mow and blow. Nothing's there left to decompose and turn back into earth. So.
Yeah, and that is something that is improving. It's kind of the education of these landscapers, be them big company landscapers, mm-hmm. landscape architects, or just your simple like mow and blow yard dudes that mm-hmm. are doing six lawns in a row. Some of those folks are doing better practices. And
yeah, I know. I'm speaking at Texas Nursery and Landscape Association on soil.
Yeah.
To a group of people who do the work but don't necessarily know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Like, no, absolutely.
Some of them, I mean, they know what they're doing. They do beautiful work, but they're actually starting to educate more in those industries on soil health.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And OBA does a great job too.
Absolutely.
TNLA every year gets a little bit, and that's a huge industry mm-hmm. kind of association.
Yes.
So every year it gets a little bit more soil focused, a little bit more kind of better practices focused. But when it comes down to it, the only tool that all of us have to make the world a better place is our choices.
Right. You can only control your little postage stamp on this earth, right?
Right.
I mean, some people work in do a lot of conservation throughout the community, but really you can only control what's happening in your yard. So
yeah, and you can influence other spaces. I mean, there's a mm-hmm. public spaces. You can get, you know, if companies can do a little bit more, but we do have our stamp, our community to affect, mm-hmm. and it's not automatic.
Right.
So it's an interesting thing, you know, thermodynamics, there's laws of personality and psychology that kind of suggest this, but things don't automatically go from bad to good.
Right.
That requires work. That requires intention. Mm-hmm. That requires choosing the right way. And psychological health is exactly the same as soil life. Mm-hmm. It's not accidental.
Right.
For a place that's going to get a lot of high traffic that's been damaged by Harvey, damaged by foot traffic, damaged by construction, to go from bad to good. Mm-hmm. But it can.
Yeah.
And Sherry knows how to do it. She's done it. And that's why we're here talking to her. So really wonderful stuff. Man. Thanks for kind of being here with us. We got a lot of things to explore today. One of the things I really want to get into is this. We're in this kind of warm season. We don't want to take it for granted, but we don't want to take too many risks.
Yeah.
But how do we avoid taking too many risks, but maximizing our production in the veggie bed? So we'll get to that, and we'll keep on taking your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. January might not seem like a busy month, but it is. It's time to plant seed potatoes, onion sets, and fruit trees. And speaking of fruit trees, on January 25th, John Panzarella, the citrus expert, will be out talking about all the different varieties of citrus that does great in our area. Come on out and learn. We've got a great lineup of Saturday seminars for 2020. Our spring calendar, as well as all of our list of vegetables, herbs, fruit trees, and roses, are on our website at www.myenchanted.com. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Now is also a great time of year to prep your garden for your spring plants. Always add compost and MicroLife before starting a fresh garden. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugar Land and Greenwood. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Cinco Ranch and Fulshear. Let's get back to what we do best. Here's Sherry and Danny.
That is right. Sherry and Danny here, 713-572-4610. We're kind of exploring all gardening phases. We're about to get into vegetables. Mm-hmm. Big fan of veggies. But we also, you know, we always want to talk to you guys. So give us a call, 713-572-4610. Answering your gardening questions is one of our joys in the morning here. So, Meg, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Good morning. I have a question about ants. So not fire ants and not your mom's sister, but the regular old ants that are in your garden. Because I feel like I'm chasing them around. Uh-huh. I take care of them in one spot, and then they show up in another spot. Uh-huh. But do they help, you know, like earthworms or composting worms help your garden?
Absolutely.
Do ants help you at all?
Yes. And each species of ants will eat on different things. So they are, I find almost all insects, I can find a beneficial aspect of them. So they're decomposers, they're tillers. So they actually are beneficial to your garden. If they're not fire ants and you're able to go out in your garden and enjoy it without getting bit, I would just leave mm-hmm. them, let them be. If they're not doing
that's not in my nature.
I know. We don't like to see anything moving, right? But most insects are beneficial. There's very few that I would say, okay, we need to kill them. You know, fire ants, the only time I actually will go after a fire ant mound, if it's in an area, like they come up in the concrete and they mess up my expansion joints, yes, I will put some bait out mm-hmm, for that. Mm-hmm. Or if it's in a garden bed that I want to get in and work in and I can't because they're biting me, then I will take care of them. But they're predators, so they're going to eat bad bugs for you. So I do very little killing. So if they're not hurting anything and they're not hurting you, I would just leave them be.
Meg, do you have any...
show them the respect that they're,
yes.
that they're due.
Meg, hi, how are you?
I am great.
Good. Do you have any plum or peach trees?
Yes, I have peach.
So have you ever suffered from any plum curcillo effect on your peach trees, kind of ruining a crop? You got a little half moon incision that the curcillo gets in. It's pretty common on early season or later season plums and peaches.
I don't think I have.
So a lot of times people want to grow these fruit trees in lawns.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, a lot of times you foster a population of this plum curcillo, a tiny little moth and caterpillar, that life cycle is just elevated beneath the tree.
Right.
So up to ruin your crop, down back in the lawn. Well, if you can move a fire ant bed to the base of a plum or peach tree,
mm-hmm.
you'll eradicate the problem.
Right.
You'll disrupt
really?
The cycle. Yeah. So there's like even your fire ants.
You can find their purpose, right?
Yep, you can find their
purpose. They're very beneficial in balance.
That is actually really interesting. I didn't even think about that because I do have what I call an orchard. It's not really an orchard. It's three trees, but it's separate.
It's your little orchard.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. LIL apostrophe orchard. Hello. But it wouldn't be the worst idea to go put ants in. I mean, that's actually really interesting. I will do that. It'll be an interesting car ride over to where my trees are with a car full of ants. But
sure.
I'll do it.
They got those Home Depot buckets with the lids. Those are a good thing to use. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Look at y'all. Y'all are keepers of all knowledge. Thank you. Right.
Well, we actually, like you, we actually garden. So that's a good thing. Well, hey, thanks for
all
the call,
thank
Meg.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
713-572-4610. I think that's Meg from Houston Matters. She does a gardening segment on Houston Matters.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah, NPR gardener herself.
Okay.
So, well, it is interesting to think about it because fire ants they're painful.
Mm-hmm.
They're aggressive.
Yeah.
And they like going, especially in wet seasons, they like going where the water is not.
Right.
So that's automatically.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, everything in balance, right?
Yeah.
And so if you go into a yard that just has mounds all over the place and you can't enjoy your yard, yes, you do need to put bait out.
Sure.
And don't put insecticide out. Put bait. Let's target that specific species that we're trying to put in balance.
Right.
So bait would be the way to go for fire ants and get one that has fire ants on it.
I will say this is that if you think about a well-draining soil
– mm-hmm.
and you think about the average Houston clay lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And the average Houston clay lawn is not well draining.
Right.
So where the fire ants go in that situation, they go up.
Right.
If you have a rich, diverse soil micropopulation, you have a lot of kind of water drainage to it, the fire ants won't come up as much. In fact, they're less apt to build in a diverse lawn because some of those bacteria will hurt their eggs.
Right.
And so the more enriching you can do in the soil, mm-hmm. the further along you process the soil, like Sherry's talking about, you'll actually see fire ants a little bit less in your lawn itself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
you'll always see them in your potted plants.
Uh-huh.
And in your raised bed veggie gardens because they're going to go where it's dry.
Yeah. In the spring and the fall when they're foraging and they're moving around, I see them go from one neighbor's yard through my yard to right. the other neighbor.
Yeah.
And that's about the only time I see them. They, wow. they cross over the pool decking to the other yard. They do make a little bit of a mess, like I said, in my expansion joints. But I'll put a little bit of bait out to try to control their population.
Yeah.
But they're not popping up all over my yard.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And one kind of really great thing about using bait versus other things is fire ants especially mm-hmm. are they're queen-led, but they don't have one queen.
Right. They could have several.
Mm-hmm. Several queens. Mm-hmm. And so the impact of that is they're not always feeding all of the queens at the same time.
Right.
And it's a way they protect themselves. So even with bait, if you're using bait repeatedly, all you're doing is, like Meg talked about, moving the pile around.
Mm-hmm. So, and there's really cool baits now that have basically fire ant birth control in them.
Oh, wow.
So if you could get something that has that PGR in it, you can start, you know, getting a better control over your fire ant populations.
Yeah. Yep. But I'd also just advise you guys live your life like Sherry lives, and that's with this view that everything's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something may not be going right or going sideways or be a nuisance. Well, that's probably an opportunity to either improve
yep.
or gain a benefit from that thing.
Yep, absolutely.
So we're here to give you advice that you can use, and that's what we do, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Talking gardening. It's a new year. We've got John Ferguson here with Nature's Ray Resources. Hey, John.
Good morning, Danny. How you doing?
I am good. Would you like to answer a question for us?
Shoot, yeah. Love questions.
You know, it's wintertime. I got leaves everywhere. Should I rake up the leaves and pine needles or work them into my soil?
Well, depends on your situation. If you think about nature, you go out into a forest, there's no disease problems, no pest problems. And how is it fertilized? Mm. It's with using leaves as a mulch. Now, the issue becomes if you're on turf grass, St. Augustine, Bermuda, Zoysia, whatever, they can be so thick they can smother or, you know, shade out the grass.
Right.
So in that case, you might want to rake it up and put them into your flower bed or your compost pile. What I personally like to do, I use my mulching blade on my lawnmower, and I just mow slow, and I just chop them up so fine they just fall in and add organic matter to the grass.
Yeah, there you go.
And that way you don't have trouble bagging them. It's a little bit easier.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to bag them. I'd strongly encourage people to do exactly what you're talking about, or yep. maybe compost them in a compost pile.
Exactly. They should never go to the landfill either. You know, when you chop up a lawnmower, you're essentially mulching or composting in place. If you put them in a flower bag, you're going to use them as mulch. And that makes all the earthworms happy. They love decomposing leaves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's a great info and a really good, valuable information for folks. And John Ferguson has company Nature's Way Resources. They have an awesome website, naturewayresources.com, for their products and their location. See, I knew you were going to give us something good.
All right, Danny. Man, you have a good one.
Thanks, John. 713-572-4610. Keep the show rolling here, talking with Sherry Hera, and we're going to do a new segment that we call Regular or Risky.
Oh, exciting.
All right. This is a game show setup. So I am going to say a vegetable name, and we're going to keep in mind this kind of wacky weather we've been having.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if trying to grow that vegetable right now is regular
right
or
now,
risky?
Right now in January. Okay.
Right now in January. Okay. Okay. Full-sized onions.
Regular.
Regular. Okay. Could say a little bit more about that.
Well, we typically plant onions in the winter here, starting in November. You'll get really big onions if you plant in November, right?
Yeah, head-sized even.
Yeah, but you plant them now, you'll still get some decent-sized onions. Okay. Just not as big as if you would have planted them 2 months ago.
All right, so onions are in the regular category.
And I'll have fresh ones this week.
Ooh. So because onions are great to grow from sets.
Yes.
If you wanted to grow onion seeds,
if you do
been...
the seeds, you would have done them in September, October.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right? And then transplanted them or... done them right in the garden, I guess. But now you want to do them from sets.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just did a few weeks ago. I did a set of 200 onions. So
nice.
The cat dug out about 30.
Oh, no.
Pepe. Okay. Risky or regular?
Uh-huh.
Lettuce.
Regular.
Oh, okay. Lettuce. Yeah. Regular. All right, so seed and plant, or should we focus on plants going
forward? I do seeds straight through. You could do either, really.
Okay.
I'll do seeds straight through till about March, middle March, and then I'll harvest everything and start putting my warm season.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, these two, onions and lettuces, to me are the things that, man, if you wanted to maximize your winter gardening for stuff you can use, man, it's tough to use. It's tough to not – it's – you're always using onions. Every time I cook, I'm using onions.
Yep.
And so if I can have like my own little stash of them, you know, get them all dried up at the end of that, man, I will use that produce. And lettuce is the same way.
And I kind of pick my onions as I go. Like I'll be picking onions. I don't just harvest them all at one time. I'll leave some of them in the ground because I feel like they stay fresher.
Okay.
And then I'll harvest them before they, you know, start getting kind of puny looking.
Yeah. Nice.
And then we'll have onions pretty much until September, October.
That is awesome.
Yep.
All right. To continue, regular or risky, bush beans.
Well, with this wacky weather we're having, I'm going to say you could try it, but it would be risky.
Risky. All right. Yeah, we got
it
one.
Would be risky. But, you know, just as I say don't do something, you can have success with it.
The point of this is that it's not impossible
it's to not do bush normal beans. To do bush beans,
no,
but it's not impossible.
They're not normally on the January calendar, but they're not as phototrophic or light needy as some other things are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could try them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good chance that in your seed box, you got some bush beans.
Right. I always tell people rules are made to be broken.
Right.
And just because the books say you can't do it now doesn't mean you won't have success with it.
So. Okay. So continuing. Sherry Hara, playing, regular or risky. We've covered onions, lettuce, bush beans, carrots.
Carrots, regular.
Regular, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I do seeds for that with my lettuce straight through.
When is the last day I can go for carrots?
There's not a hard and fast rule on that. I would say I would go till the first or second week of March.
Okay.
Because then we'll start getting warm and they'll want to bolt.
Okay.
The little varieties you can probably still have success with later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're still focusing on carrots now and haven't seeded any, go for those smaller ones.
Yes, yes.
Which is probably better in Houston anyway.
Yeah, with our hard soil. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, next. Regular or risky tomatoes. January 11th.
Okay.
Tomatoes.
This is the thing. Seeds, you could start them and transplant them when we're last chance of frost,
so
right?
Seeds are regular.
That being said, I typically have my tomatoes planted in the ground the last week of January.
Wow.
And as baby plants, if we get a frost or a freeze, I will cover them with a bucket.
Yes.
So.
What a great tool.
It's
buckets
regular,
are such a good tool.
Yeah. It's regular and risky.
Oh, we got a dual threat.
Yes.
All right. So regular and risky for tomatoes.
With the right expectations, you can do tomatoes.
You
won't find – a lot of nurseries don't have the plants right now. Some do. But usually with the weather – when the weather's like this, we'll start getting them in and stocking them on the table at the end of January.
And you have got to protect them with any kind of freeze. You've got to put that bucket over them.
Yes. And like I said, I'm up in Tomball, so we definitely will have – frost, if not freezing. You know, in the next few days, we'll probably have frost.
I mean, it might happen in March. You know, might be a cold snap, and you got to cover them.
Yep.
You just have to do it. Yep. All right. Last. Now, we got two more here. Potatoes.
Potatoes is regular.
Regular.
Yep.
Man, I'm not getting very many riskies on this.
Nope.
Just two. Okay, potatoes, but we're not growing It's not the russet potatoes, the big baked potato. Right. There's a couple kinds that can grow here because we have a short potato season.
Yeah, we'll get Kennebec white. We'll get Lesota red. Maybe a few different varieties, but probably wouldn't. I mean, you can probably grow a russet, just not going to have great success.
Gotcha, yeah.
Not high yields.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, it's like a lot of the potatoes are named for somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if that somewhere is like
Idaho.
Yeah, way different than where we are. Yeah, maybe reconsider it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And you can get potatoes from the grocery store. A lot of them have been gassed, so they don't eye.
Okay.
So if you buy the organic ones now. But the nurseries and the garden centers that are on the show will stock potatoes.
Seed potatoes
that are ready to go.
Awesome.
So they'll be a little bit different. They've never been gassed or exposed to the chemicals to
keep them
from eyeing.
That's great. Mine and my – I got some Yukon Golds in the pantry. I'm going to try those.
Yes.
Yukon is pretty different climate than we are, but I'm going to try anyway.
Try it.
Okay. Lastly – peppers.
Peppers, very risky.
Ooh, that's a very, you heard
that's
it,
a
folks.
Very,
very risky.
Very risky. Now, that I have 5 foot tall peppers growing in my garden right now. And I haven't covered anything. At my house, if it freezes, it's an opportunity to try something new, right?
Sure.
So I don't cover anything, but except for my tomatoes in January. But I didn't cover my peppers that have been growing there. And they have a little bit of leaf burn, but for the most part, they're good.
It sounds like you're talking about expectations.
You know expectations what I mean? Like, are key.
Right now, the peppers across the city are crushing expectations because our freezes have all been light, minor, and only for
an
hour.
Right. People will tell me that their peppers are perennials, and their peppers are not perennials. We just haven't had weather enough to knock them back,
right? Exactly.
So they're still classified as an annual.
Yeah, and every year they get more at risk to nematodes and things like that.
Yes.
So you got to take extra care of super old peppers. Well, awesome. Well, that was a fun game of regular or risky. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefit Alliance, has an awesome event coming up on Tuesday. Really, really cool. So two speakers for the price of one. You get Christine Vieira-Bailey, who comes in there. She is a functional nutritionist. She knows what it means to take care of your body. And when you take care of your body, you also take care of your mental health a lot more than when you're not taking care of your body. So she'll be teaching us how to eat well, how to treat ourselves well, eat good, healthy foods. And then Bob Randall comes in, and he's going to tell us how to grow good and healthy foods, how to design, not just grow them, but design your food garden that gives you year-round food production. So a couple really great speakers. Gonna be a really special event. If your New Year's resolution had anything to do with living better, like this is the event for you.
So, and it's just a cool atmosphere. You're just in a room full of just like super cool people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this is a really neat event in that for the first time ever, OBA has said if you buy a ticket, you get a free guest that comes with you.
Oh, nice.
So a really cool thing. So if you're a member of OBA, it's only $10 plus your free guest. If you're not a member of OBA, it's only $20. Normally our events are $50.
Right.
And so it's a really good deal plus a free guest. So we're talking less than the price of a movie. Just as entertaining. But man, you're going to learn a lot. Registration starts at 5 p.m. It's this Tuesday. If you want to buy tickets in advance, go to obaonline.org/events. So going to be really good stuff. Sherry and I are here.
We are here.
We are Home Show Garden Pros. We're here on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. Sherry has so much information to dish out from the bottom of the roots to the tops of the plant. So it's a great opportunity for you to get some good info. And you can do just like what John's doing and give us a call. John, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Appreciate it. I moved from Houston to Austin 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's a tree in the backyard. I had no idea what it was. Apparently, it's an apple tree. It hadn't produced any fruit in 2 years. And this year, it produced two, about the size of a plum, and they were green.
Uh-huh.
So, question, how do I get it to bear more fruit? It's about 10 feet tall, 10 to 12 feet tall, and maybe 8 feet in diameter. Not a big tree, but a good, healthy tree. How do I get it to bear more fruit, and what should I do about pruning the tree this year?
Okay, so I don't know if you heard our conversation about chill hours.
No, I just now tuned in.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Yes. So especially with apple trees. Apple trees need a certain amount of cold weather to bear fruit. So where you are in Austin, I'm not sure. You would have to find out what's the average chill hour. You'd also have to know the variety type to know how many chill hours it needs to make it bear more fruit. So that's kind of out of your control. That's all weather dependent. And we've had a very warm, on average, winter this year. So that's the main element to success with blooming. Things that you can do to help it are going to be feeding it with a organic, I think MicroLife. I think there's a few places in Austin that sell it. They have a great fruit tree fertilizer and compost top dress around the drip line of that tree. Those things you can help it with, right? To give it enough nutrients to put the flowers on, and then Mother Nature needs to provide the cold weather.
I got you. Yeah, it's pretty warm. Yeah, and the summers are just excruciating, as you know.
Yeah, yeah. So the fact that you got two and you've identified it as an apple, that's great. So years where we have cold winters, you'll probably have more fruit. So do what you can do to ensure the health of the tree.
Great.
So John, how many vertical branches do you have? Do you have one central leader, or do you have a lot of branches that are just going straight up?
Well, there's a bunch of branches going straight up, but I didn't check. I meant to check to see how the main leader was, maybe one or two, but many, many, you know, small branches going straight up.
So those are generally an indicator of your fruit tree being in kind of different phase, a phase of growth and not a phase of fruit production. And sometimes that comes with stress. Oftentimes it comes with a lack of stress. Being in Austin, I would assume it's summer stress has made the plant want to grow. But the more of those you have, generally that means the less fruit you'll have. And
okay.
So we definitely are going to encourage you to prune.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Austin, you're probably pruning, you know, again, I'm assuming this is a crab apple tree, frankly, and we're looking at 500-600 chill hours, which is probably almost every single year. Maybe you're taking off 2 of 10, but you've got to prune it every year, and you would do that pruning probably in mid to late March when flowers come on. So whenever flowers come on, it's time to prune.
Perfect.
So it could be one flower, right? Now, in this wacky warm winter, though, you may be seeing flowers now.
Yeah. We're already starting to see things prematurely flower.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, I have one. So we'll explore. There's a lot of techniques to exploring. I mean, to pruning apples. The big thing is you want space and you want 360 kind of access to in and out of the tree. You really want maybe a foot and a half between bigger branches. But there's a lot going on when it comes to pruning. The big thing is those vertical, straight-up branches are kind of stealing your potential for fruit growth because it's switched gears, if you will, of that apple tree.
I understand perfectly. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. I mean, it's always a double whammy, right? There's like what's happening with the plant and what's happening with the soil.
Yes.
And, you know, there's maybe his soil practices are okay.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely needs to do better because, man, in the Austin soils, you've got an alkaline, rocky soil where water goes quick.
Right.
And you want to lock that stuff up. Beautifully, with organic horticulture, the same thing that we do to kind of divide our soil, mm-hmm. make it loamier, is the same thing you do in Austin to make it more congealed, to make it more like a, you know, friable, if you will. So great advice. Hope that helps, John. That's what we love doing. We're going to keep answering questions when we get back from this break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. 713-572-4610. Sherry Hara here with me today. And we've been talking a lot about soils. And when it comes down to it, we want you to do work to improve your soil, because the healthier your roots are, the healthier fruit, the food, the plant is going to be. Mm-hmm. Food, fruit, veggie, flower, whatever.
Lawn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and MicroLife is an incredible product that can help with that. So MicroLife has a bunch of different products. Their MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers, the 846, is my go-to veggie thing. Sherry mentioned earlier in the show, anytime she's changing out a plant, mm-hmm. she adds a little bit of good stuff. Yep. And for me in the veggie bed, every time I'm planting new plants or seeding, I'm always putting down this MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers, the 846, on the bag. And I got to tell you, for years I've been doing this, and for years I've just had tasty, healthy, beautiful-looking vegetables. I've started doing it in all my beds. I love the 624 for regular beds and for mm-hmm. lawns. And a lot of times in my landscape beds, I don't want to do a big fertilizer thing when I'm opening up the bag, taking much time. So easy to use the liquid fertilizers. Two ways to do it. One way is to spray the foliar spray, and with MicroLife liquids – you can let it drip to the soil and it'd be no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other stuff, you got to be careful because you don't want to mess up that soil life. MicroLife both will help the leaves and help the soil. Another thing, the last thing I want to talk about, is using humic acid as a drench. If you have a problem spot, a drainage spot, before you buy a bunch of drainage and spend a lot of money trying to improve drainage, just get a bucket, glug some humic acid in there, mix it with water, and just kind of dump it out. And in 2-3 weeks, you'll be amazed, because the water in that area will stop puddling. It'll just start going through the soil like it's supposed to, because you will have overcome the compaction using microbial life, because MicroLife is all about life. They're saying healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people is so true. And they got a lot of great products that I didn't mention. To check out their whole line, go to microlifefertilizer.com. We're going to keep on answering gardening questions. Sherry is here with me now. 713-572-4610. And Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're great.
Good, good. Hey, I just have a couple of quick questions. One, Danny, the website you were talking about, the OHBA site, how do you spell that?
O-H-B-A. Thank you for asking that.
O-H-B-A.
Online,
okay, thank
yeah.
you. Okay, and that, is that .com or .org?
It's .org. It's a nonprofit that's just driven to make
okay.
kind of Houston better.
Okay, thank you. My second question is regarding my lawn. This time of year, what type of fertilizer should I be putting down? I notice I have like a large portion of my lawn that it looks almost kind of like hay, that mm-hmm. it is turned brown, and it doesn't look like it's completely dead, because I can see little, you know, green sprigs here and there in between. And so I'm just wondering, you know, with this time of year, with the grass to a certain extent being dormant, or not, you know, not growing like it is in the spring and summer, what type of fertilizer should I be putting down?
What I'm telling people to put down right now is not necessarily a fertilizer to promote growth. It's a uh-huh. fertilizer to amend the soil. So it's the MicroLife
okay.
Humates Plus. It's a 004. So
okay.
that's going to build the root system. It's going to fluff the soil. in essence, okay. with the organic element to it. And that's going to amend the soil and get it ready for you to put your MicroLife 624 or your MicroLife hybrid down in March. We don't want to wake the grass up right now because you know winter's not over.
Right.
We'll still get more. And so you don't want to get it actively growing on the warm days that we have. And then, boom, we have a hard freeze. So.
Okay, so I shouldn't worry about the other one, the MicroLife Brown Patch. I shouldn't worry about that.
No,
at all. I just do the Humates Plus.
That's what I would do. Mm-hmm.
The Brown Patch will be phenomenal in late February, early March, right before a burst of growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what kind of sherry is really to me lifting up is this? What is this need to improve our soil minerals? You know, and Humates Plus is not the only one for that. But, man, it'll do a lot of deepening of the roots, a lot of incredible stuff. So that's a great recommendation, Sherry.
Now, coupled with the Humates Plus, should I also do at some point, like the I hear you all talking about the seaweed, liquid seaweed, or should I do any of that or just the Humates Plus?
Oh, I mean, that would be dynamic duo if you did the Humates Plus and water it in with the seaweed. That would be outstanding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anytime you can do those two products, you'll never do harm with those products. Only
okay,
good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do I need to wait in between? Do I do the Humates Plus like one day and then come back the next day and do the seaweed or does it?
Nope. You can do it all in the same day.
Absolutely.
Okay. No contradictions.
Now, one other question regarding ants. I heard when I tuned in, I caught the last part talking about ants. And my question is, I have a lot of little ant beds that have popped up in my front yard, and they're just kind of all over the place. Is there something I should be doing to, and I know I don't necessarily, I guess, want to get rid of them, but is it something that I can do that will, you know, minimize, you know, their traveling or, or I really don't know what's going on. I just noticed, you know, it just looks like... a lot of little, you know, mounds just all over the front yard.
Yeah, so by building your soil with the humates and the seaweed and things like that, they won't have to come up because they will have nice loose soil and they probably won't, you probably won't see the mounds at that point.
Okay.
Yep, so just build your soil.
Should I do anything to while I'm... doing like the Humates Plus on my lawn, should I do it? Should I just leave the mounds there? Or
if they're not hurting anything, I would just leave them. If they're not biting you when you walk through the yard, then I would just leave them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, well, thanks so much for the call, Charles. Great questions.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Got such a knowledgeable listener set. You know, it's so wonderful.
Yep.
But good thinking. I mean, activating your lawn right now, avoid that. Maybe we're gonna explore that a little bit in the next segment on the difference between activating and winterizing.
Yes.
So it's something we want to be very careful about. This is Home Show Garden Pros here with Sherry Hara and Danny Milliken. We'll be right back.
Winter in Houston means spring gardening is right around the corner. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Now's the time to prep your vegetable gardens and flower beds for spring. Start by adding soil amendments, including compost, manure, and mulches from quality suppliers like Nature's Way Resources, Landscaper's Pride, and The Ground Up. At Southwest Fertilizer, we got everything you need to be ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. It's Home Show Garden Pros. Want to do a quick PSA, just kind of let everybody know what's going on. I have resigned from the park, Morrill Park. Had a really incredible time there. The staff is incredible. They actually have a big day going on today called Forest Health Day, kind of replacing Arbor Day. Well, but then I've taken a job with OBA as a new executive director. I'm very excited about it. I really believe in OBA's mission. That's OHBA. You know, as it's important for us to be aware of. But it's all about organic education, It's all about getting this city, doing it better for a healthier world. So that's what we're doing. So that's my new new role. I get to focus a
little bit. Super exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Very excited about it. So we'll definitely be chatting a little about some of the stuff going on there. We already have a great relationship with OBA on the show. I know you've served on the board, stuff like that before. But that's what's happening with me. Excited to get this new opportunity to really impact the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance and all the people involved with that, which hopefully a lot more. And again, our big event coming up on Tuesday, which is going to be all about growing food and eating food, good food. And so check that out, OHBA, obaonline.org. So,
very cool.
Plans for all seasons, though, you guys. You had your holiday break.
We did. We reopened on the 6th. So it's all about getting ready for spring and it feels like spring most days lately. So, but we, you know, it's kind of a fun time of year for us and a challenging time of year because we're getting ready for spring, but it's like, when is spring going to happen?
Sure.
So, it's this back and forth with the weather that we're, you know, kind of holding off on loading up quite yet.
Right.
But trying to have enough to keep everybody happy with our selections. So.
One thing that, you know, you the listener should always consider is that these places that really are all about connection and community, if you have a plant that you love and you've tried before and you want to keep on growing but you can't find it, get up there and talk to Sherry and talk to Kelly, you know, talk to whoever, whatever your co-op member's center location is, because they can help you find this plant. And if you can get them before they order, they can order some.
Yeah.
And it's almost universally...
If it's available, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it's almost universally true that if you have a question, somebody else has that question.
Yes.
And you're helping everybody out by bringing that up and by highlighting that. So you guys still got a bunch of great kind of evergreen perennials, shade trees.
I wouldn't say a lot of perennials right now, but more evergreen shrubs, trees, a beautiful selection of annuals and that are amazing and beautiful right now. So
y'all have such a unique selection of evergreen shrubs, which are so underrated as the core of the landscape.
Right. It's the bones, right?
Yeah. And so I go in there and I'm always like, I feel like I always spend time there trying to learn a new evergreen shrub I never saw before. Like this random new yopon that came in.
Right.
This fancy new, you know, blue boxwood. I made that up. But you know what I mean? So it's like, it's really cool. So you guys are doing a really great job at Plants for All Seasons. So head on up there today. It's going to be a great day to do some shopping now that the gales and the,
yes,
you know,
the storm is
heavy
over.
Winds are over. Yeah. So head up there just past Louetta on 249 northbound the feeder road. Really, really, really great spot.
Yep. Thanks.
Yeah. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Right now we're in clearance mode. This is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants. We've got holiday clearance items and other sales to take advantage of all throughout the nursery, so come in and take a peek. We're nicely stocked on trees, shade trees, fruit trees. Still a great time to get them in the ground and get them established before summer. We're also well stocked on evergreen shrubs. If you need that privacy screen for your house or just need to fill in with a missing boxwood, come see us. Today we're fully stocked on annual color and making room and getting prepared for tomatoes, which will be here in about a month. If you want to get an earlier start on spring veggies, seeds is an excellent way to get a head start on your vegetable gardening, and we're fully stocked on seeds. Make a special trip to the Heights, or if you're in the area, drop on by 611 East 11th Street, or give us a call, 713-861-5702. Also, check out our Instagram. There's all the latest information on Instagram. We're back to our regular hours, 9 to 6 every day. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
And with the short time that we've got together, Sherry and I, really want to talk about the impact of mineralization on your lawns? That's mm-hmm. my big question for you is, you know, you were asked the question, what should I be fertilizing now on the lawn? And you're kind of like, well, fertilization mm-hmm. is not the goal. But just talk a little bit about the key importance, and not just in the lawn, but everywhere.
All soil, right?
Yes.
Anywhere you grow something, you need a certain amount of minerals.
Right.
Whatever, it's 76 or...
All of them.
Yeah. Basically the same as us. You've got to remineralize. And if you don't have animals pooping in your yard,
sure.
like in a prairie would
right.
be, right? Pasture land and leaves dropping and decomposing, then you have to actually do the work. Mm. So putting remineralizer.
I got it. Yeah.
Back into the ground. It's putting the good stuff. It's different than fertilizing. You're
yes.
putting minerals. It's like you eat food, you take vitamins.
Okay.
Because so, our foods don't always have all the minerals necessary. So.
And some of the fertilizers, like great food, do have a lot of minerals in them.
A lot, but they're not
But our soils are
complete.
So bereft.
Yes.
They're so lacking.
And a lot of people are like, but why do I have to put that? It's just dirt, right? It's soil, and it's a living organism as a whole, right?
Right.
And so we want to keep our soil as healthy as possible by putting the minerals in there. And minerals do leach out in heavy rains, and we've had a lot of rains. And so we have to put them back. So
right. Yeah.
Nature's Way has a great remineralizer.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Got it. Yeah. I got it now. That they've produced that's very complete, and
right.
you could put it out with a spreader. Is that how you put yours out?
Yes. Yeah. yeah. And I use that product. I love it. It's the only thing I put on my lawn now. Besides MicroLife once a year,
mm-hmm.
is that. And Amanda really was helpful.
Makes a big difference, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah. Well, awesome. Thanks so much for kind of teaching us about that, because that really is one of these unlocking factors in mm-hmm. less watering, healthier plants, less work.
Right.
So, awesome. Thanks so much. And thanks, Sherry. Great job as always.
Thank you.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.